Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon. Great looking Wednesday. I am Scoot on the air, and I am very glad that you are that you're with us. A lot to talk about. I want to talk about this idea of changing Veterans Day, which we celebrated yesterday, to Victory Day, and why I think that is an insult to a lot of American soldiers. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. We're also this hour going to talk about the newly released emails from the Jeffrey Epstein estate, and Republicans on the House Oversight Committee released over 20,000 additional documents from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. This happened today. And the Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are proclaiming, "You deserve the full truth." And this was hours after their Democratic colleagues published emails by Jeffrey Epstein referring to the President of the United States. The response came after the White House and House Republicans were accusing Democrats of selectively releasing the emails to slander the president. Well, if it's true, it's not slander. And what's in these emails is true. The emails apparently happened. And, you know, I mean, anybody who doesn't want to accept something can make some excuse not to accept it. But these emails seem to be rather factual in what they present. So we're going to get into that in a few minutes. In my opinion, this is not about politics. The Epstein files are not about politics, and they never have been. They may involve people who are politicians, but this is not an issue about politics. This is an issue about trying to expose the men, old men, or at least much, much older men who paid money to have sex with underage girls. And anybody who tries to block information about this from coming out is protecting these old pedophiles. I mean, it's that simple. You know, we need to know the truth. And politics should have nothing to do with this. And anybody who had sex with underage girls and the people who were not interested in this coming forward are the ones who are the problem. Because this is important information. And, you know, for years on this talk show, I have talked about how, yeah, look, let's go after the judge. Let's go after the sex traffickers. Let's do all we can to go after the sex traffickers. But why aren't we doing more to go after the men who create the market for sex trafficking? Why aren't we doing more to go after the men who have sex with underage girls? And every time there's a Super Bowl, we know that sex traffickers go to the Super Bowl city. Why? Because wealthy, powerful men go to the Super Bowl. Average sports fans, I mean, there are a few, but for the most part, average sports fans don't go to the Super Bowl. So the sex traffickers go to Super Bowl cities. And when the Super Bowl has been in New Orleans, there's an extra effort to look out for sex traffickers because we know they're here. But they're here because rich, powerful men go to the Super Bowl. And rich, powerful men pay money to have sex with underage girls. And I just find this so appalling and so disgusting that I don't know why we don't do more to expose them. if there was a regular way to expose men who get involved in this, a lot of these men wouldn't do it. They think they're getting away with it. And they are. That's the crazy thing about this. They are getting away with it. If this isn't true, it's slander. If it's true, it's not slander. But again, when it comes to politics, you know, people will say different things just to try to protect themselves. And for anybody who is still asking the question, well, why didn't Joe Biden release the files? Well, I don't know. But I said when Biden was president that Biden should release the files. And I also said that he's probably not releasing them because he's protecting Democrats who may have been on Jeffrey Epstein's list. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Clinton was on the list. And there was testimony that was to take place before some committee on Capitol Hill. And former President Bill Clinton conveniently had a scheduling issue and could not make it. So he didn't testify. He doesn't want to testify. Because if he says he didn't do it and it's proven that he did it, well, then he adds perjury to his crime. I mean, this is a bad thing. It's a bad thing when there are men who can pay their way through life. And it is a very bad thing when men can pay their way to fulfill this fantasy of having sex with underage girls. And I just find it totally appalling. We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up. In the first hour, I asked this question because I read that, you know, yesterday we talked about this Supreme Court decision. The conservative-leaning Supreme Court refused to take up the appeal of Kim Davis, the court clerk in Kentucky, who refused to give a gay couple a marriage license. That was her job. In my opinion, she should have done her job. And if her job is not congruent with her religious beliefs, then she should have gotten another job. Well, she no longer has that job, and the Supreme Court didn't even want to take up the case. The conservative-leaning Supreme Court didn't even want to take up the case. So that really, right now, leaves same-sex marriage standing as legal, which I think it should be. But I can't help but wonder, because I also read that there are groups, in spite of the Supreme Court ruling, that are still trying to overturn same-sex marriage being legalized. Why? Why are people so obsessed with making gay marriage illegal? And again, this is not something that is just about the gay community. It involves the gay community. But civil rights, for the most part, has been settled. I know there's still racism and discrimination out there. I know there's still discrimination against women, especially when it comes to pay. But this is one of those issues. I'm not taking this up. I'm not talking about this because it's about homosexuals. I'm talking about this because it is about equal rights. And I just don't see why some people are so interested in trying to make sure that gays don't marry each other. Because that's not something that bothers anybody who's trying to stop it. So my simple question is, why does gay marriage bother you to the point where you think legalized gay marriage should not exist? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. The answer I've gotten so far today is, well, it's against my moral beliefs. Okay, well, it can be against your moral beliefs. I'm not asking anybody to change their mind. I'm not asking anybody to change their moral beliefs. That's up to you. Those are your moral beliefs. You're entitled to those beliefs. You're entitled to the belief that gay marriage is wrong. But we live in a country where people have freedom, and people are not supposed to go around trying to rob freedom from other people, especially if the freedom that other people gain does not affect them at all. And legalized gay marriage doesn't affect the people who are trying to stop it. So again, my question is, why are you bothered by it? I don't accept the idea that, well, it's in the Bible. I mean, I think the Bible's a great book. I took a theology course at Loyola University, and a priest told us that the Bible is a book that is filled with great stories. and everything in the Bible did not happen exactly the way it is said to have happened in the Bible. Now, you have a choice of whether or not to believe that what's in the Bible is 100% accurate. And if you believe that, that's okay. But you can't guarantee that it happened because it was written in the Bible. And I know that you believe that many believe that it was the Bible was written by men who were guided by divine intervention. Well, that's great. That's fine. That is your belief. And I'm not taking that belief away from you. If that's what you believe, then you can believe that. But that doesn't make it factual. That doesn't mean that there aren't some things in the Bible that maybe are not quite as accurate as the stories depict. I mean, was there really a talking snake in the Garden of Eden? Was there a snake that really talked? Was there a snake that communicated with Adam and Eve? I mean, did that really happen that way? Of course not. But it's a story that explains something else. It explains this message of man falling from grace and you know, committing the original sin. But there wasn't a talk. It wasn't necessarily a talking snake. So, again, if you want to believe that, that's fine. But there's reason to believe that maybe there wasn't a talking snake. There's reason to believe that maybe everything in the Bible is not exactly as it says. And so the idea of trying to stop gay marriage is essentially trying to tell other people how to lead their lives, and I'm not sure why people are so obsessed with that. If you want to join us with a comment, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, well, I don't want them to do that. Well, why are you involved in that? You know, you might not like what I do in my bedroom. Well, I don't want him to do that. Well, that's none of your business. I mean, I'm allowed to do that in the privacy of my bedroom with whomever I want. I mean, as long as it's not like your wife or somebody like that, as long as it's not with the wrong person. But, you know, why are you so involved in that? All right, let's go to Aaron in Cutoff. Aaron, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
How are you?
I'm good. I was calling about the AI pornography incident.
Oh, okay.
And depending on the news outlet that's reporting it, I don't think anybody truly portrays the depth at which the school system and Lafourche Parish failed this little girl.
Yeah, I get from what I've read, it seems like she complained about this and they didn't do anything except put her on the same bus with the little boy that gave him an opportunity to do it again.
Yes, she was not the only girl he did this to. She was just the one who spoke up. She reported it. She talked to the SRO at school. She asked to be allowed to call her parents about it. They refused to let her call her parents. Then they put her on the bus with the kid where she snapped. And then she got expelled. She was out of school, I believe, for 45 days.
Wow.
He got no repercussions at school because his parents pulled him out of that school and put him in a different school.
That's a clear indication that the Lafourche Parish school system did not protect the girl.
And there's a link up for the minutes of the school board meeting where Matt Ory addressed all of this with the school board. And I've never seen such vitriol and disgust from older ladies towards this young girl, because they literally kept saying, well, if she hadn't hit him, we wouldn't be in this meeting.
Well, those old ladies who are saying that are just, you know, obviously on the ignorant side, because she didn't do anything wrong. The girl didn't do anything wrong. So what we're supposed
we're supposed to
protect a 13-year-old boy or 12-year-old boy, whatever. We're supposed to protect that boy who's going around showing AI generated images of the girls that he's in class with nude. We're supposed to protect that boy? No.
Yep. Welcome to the good old boy network of Lafourche Parish.
Well, I don't think it's just Lafourche Parish, Aaron, and that's sad. Listen, Aaron, I really appreciate you bringing that information to our attention. Yeah, this is wrong. I mean, the Lafourche Parish School Board needs to be held accountable here. And if there were old ladies in that meeting that had that comment, those old ladies need to be shunned. Shame on them. Shame on them for even suggesting that this young boy be protected. I don't understand that. And the school district said it's following the rules of the school district. Well, then the rules need to be changed. And that boy was arrested. And that boy should be held accountable. And I would like to think that his parents are shocked as hell that he did that. Because I'm sure they didn't know that he was doing that sort of thing. But it's just a reminder that kids know a hell of a lot more than we know. Look, I know we have to get to your text messages, and we will, I promise. That's coming up. And then also, we'll go with this a little bit longer, but then I am going to bring up this issue of the newly released emails from Jeffrey Epstein that alleged that the president knew about the girls. The White House says this is slander from the Democrats. Well, if it's true, if it's in the emails, then it's not slander. They're reporting what's in the emails. And again, this should not be about politics. And anybody who was involved in this process, anybody who knew what was going on and didn't report it, anybody who is trying to stop the release of these files should be defined as somebody who is protecting pedophiles, protecting the practice of old men having sex with underage girls, maybe because somewhere in the back of their minds, they like the idea. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And it is just another great afternoon. Hey, it's Wednesday. We're halfway to the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A bunch of documents from Jeffrey Epstein have been released. It includes some emails that took place involving the current president and Republicans on the House Oversight Committee released over 20,000 additional documents from Epstein's estate today, saying that you deserve the full truth. Do we deserve the full truth? I mean, would you want to hear the truth even if it damaged the image of a politician you support? I mean, which is more important, the truth? And you could say, well, we don't know what the truth is yet. Well, we don't know definitively yet what the truth is, but we're talking about these emails. Would you want to know the truth, or would you want to protect the politician that you have been supporting? That's a question. So the House Oversight Committee releases these new emails from Jeffrey Epstein's estate, and it connects Epstein with the president. The emails show exchanges between Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, also a note from Epstein to author Michael Wolff in 2019. Wolff has written several books about the president. In one email, Epstein wrote to Maxwell, quote, "I want to realize that dog that hasn't barked is Trump." Among the documents is a 2011 message from Epstein to Maxwell that said, the president spent several hours at my house with one of Epstein's victims. The name hasn't been revealed. But that seems to be one of the definite themes that has come out here. We don't know what happened, but we know that he spent several hours at Epstein's house with one of the victims. That is, the president did that, according to this information. There's another email exchange involving Epstein apparently acknowledging that the president may have been aware of some of the women who were involved in the alleged sex trafficking ring. And there's some discussion about an upcoming interview that the president was supposed to give, where he was going to be asked about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And the conversation was about what should the president say? Because, of course, they don't want the truth to get out. Then there is a tweet from 4 years ago that comes from Vice President J.D. Vance about this bombshell information that the president spent hours with Jeffrey Epstein's victims at Jeffrey Epstein's house. So where does this go from here? I don't know, but I like the idea that we may try to get the truth out of this. Which is more important, the truth or protecting the politician that you like? If you want to join us with a comment, that's a tough question for a lot of people to answer, because the politicians we support today are so close to us. I mean, maybe not you or me, but there are so many Americans who define themselves by the politicians they support. That's really who they are as individuals. And politics is no longer something that, you know, people vote and people talk about politics. No, it's very, very personal today. And so some people may not want the truth if it damages the image of the person that they love. If you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I've also asked the question, why are you so bothered by gay marriage if it doesn't involve you at all? I think it's a fascinating question. And I have yet to hear a really good answer to that. And the idea of something being in the Bible is not a good answer, because, again, just because something is in the Bible and you believe it's a sin, why are you so involved in trying to get other people to stop doing that? I mean, everybody's a sinner. The people who are going after the concept of legalized gay marriage, they're sinners too. So I find it interesting that some people become so emotionally and passionately involved in trying to tell other people what to do with their lives. And I think this is a mistake that a lot of people make in America. The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Before I get to your calls, just hang on. Let's go to Coleman, who is in today for Ian, who is working in the back office. He's stuck back there with the visor on and the lights are low, and he's hunched over at his desk and he's working hard on like papers and stuff like that. We're having fun on the show, so I feel badly for Ian being stuck in the back. But Coleman's our studio producer, Coleman, so let's do some text.
All right. This text says, I feel that all these men who are covering for each other, demos and repubes, all are guilty of this. As far as gay marriage is concerned, the people that speak out against it are a reflection of their own sins and their bad values. The book was written by men for men because of fears in others in order to control them, is what this text is saying.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. There's a lot of truth in that. And you know, if again, I want to repeat this. I'm not trying to change your opinion. I'm not trying to adjust your morals at all. If you believe something is wrong, it's up to you to believe it's wrong. But I'm just fascinated by the passion that some people apply to trying to stop other people from doing something that really doesn't affect them. Why? Maybe, I mean, is it guilt? Is it guilt because you know you're a sinner? And maybe some of you have committed really, really bad sins. But in your mind, it's not as bad as two people getting married. That, you know, you've disappointed God because you're a sinner. But nobody disappoints God more than those men who lie together or two women together. So do you want to try to stop that because you're trying to gain favor with God? Or does it make you feel better about your own sins to go after somebody else and focus on somebody else who you believe is committing a sin? The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Let's do a couple more texts, Coleman.
This text says, we care. This is concerning why they care about gay marriage. This
right.
text says, we care because it's about their souls. And I don't care enough to tell them what to do, but the information is knowledge.
Well, the information's out there. You know, we basically know what's a sin and what's not a sin. I mean, you know, there was a George Costanza line, you know, about he did something at work. I mean, you know, you commit a sin and you can't go, wait, was that wrong? Should I have not done that? I mean, I got to plead ignorance on this. I didn't know that was wrong. You know what a sin is. But why the passion to stop something that other people are doing that really is none of your business? And I mean, I know that sounds crass, but it's true. Their marriage doesn't affect you.
Yeah, no, even further than that, and I get this from a lot of Christians a lot, that they do try to look out, and I know it's well-meaning, that they do look out for the souls of others, and they want to spread the word because they don't want to see a soul get cast into, like, everlasting pits of hell or go to hell for eternity. But I would also say, well, if somebody from another religion tells you, well, the reason I'm telling you to follow my religion, whether it's Islam or Judaism or one of the Eastern Buddhism religions, they go to a Christian and say, well, I'm telling you, you should live this way because I believe that you're wrong and this is the right way. I wonder if they would take it with the same, like, gratitude that they expect us to take their beliefs. Yeah. Like, if somebody came up to them and said, we care about your soul, so you should live the way of the Muslim, or you should live the way of the Buddhist, or you should live the way of, you know, of the Judeo religions, would they be more accepting to that as Christians expect everybody else?
They would reject it. They would totally reject it. So, I mean, I think that's a great point. And the other thing to consider is, if you're one of those who is so interested in spreading the word about gay marriage being bad and being wrong, what other word are you spreading? Is that the only word that you're really focused on? You know, I think a lot of people are focused on two things: stopping abortion, which doesn't affect them, and stopping gay marriage, which doesn't affect them. So if you're spreading that word, what other word are you spreading? Or is it just those two things? And since those two things are wrapped up in politics, it seems like this all comes back to political beliefs. You got another one for us, Coleman? You got one more?
Yeah, this text says, I mean, if if we believe every word in the Bible, could we bring back polygamy?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I mean, you want to sell your daughters? You know, what about the whole thing with the menstrual cycle in the Bible? I mean, you want to get back to all of that stuff? I don't think so. All right, let's go to Jimmy very quickly in Gretna. Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, I think the Epstein files is it seems like a round and round. It's like they're messing with people on both sides now at this point, it feels like. But no, real quick, I brought this up earlier in the week. I know you, this whole year you've been talking about how you're going to support the Pelicans some more. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go see your second adopted home, the Portland Trailblazers, tonight? Yep. In the Pelicans. And look, I've been saying it, New Orleans hasn't been supporting the team. I know the team's really bad. I told you before that the upper deck is totally empty at these home games. You could document it for yourself. It's actually very sad. You could put a tarp up there right now, Scoot, and you wouldn't suffocate one person. That's how bad the attendance is. Now,
it's
something's going to give. I don't know if Gail's going to sell the team or not, but if you come tonight, I want you to see for yourself. We have a big attendance issue here. I know we have a bad team, but are you coming to the game tonight?
Jimmy, I'm going to try to go. Someone very close to me, her mom is in the hospital at Ochsner, and it's very, very serious. And she has been incubated and on a respirator since Saturday. And it's very serious. And without going into any details, I may be wrapped up in needing to support her based on where things are going. But if I can, I'm going to the game tonight. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So what about when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein? Do you want to protect the politicians that you support, or do you want the truth?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
everybody who is trying to dismiss the release of the Epstein files is critical of the young victims who were part of the sex trafficking ring. Everybody who's trying to dismiss and stop the Epstein files from being released are protecting the men who boinked them, the men who had sex with them. And they're not empathetic of the young girls who were in that position. And I know it's easy to say, well, why didn't they get out of it? I can't answer that. But we know countless stories. You know them and I know them. Countless stories of people who are in abusive relationships. And they just can't bring themselves to get out of it for whatever reason. And there are multiple reasons why. And if you question that so deeply, then basically you're supporting the men, the older men who are having sex with, in many cases, girls your daughter's age or your granddaughter's age. Are you in favor of older men having sex with your daughter, with your granddaughter? Is that okay? That's why these files need to be released. We need to discourage the men who create the market for this. These girls aren't forced on these men. These men make a conscious decision to pay money to have sex with these girls. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. New information coming out shows an email. This is from Republicans and Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. Released new emails today from the Jeffrey Epstein estate, saying that there's one email where Jeffrey Epstein talks about how the current president spent hours at his house with one of the victims. Maybe they were playing checkers. Maybe they were playing Twister. Maybe they were doing something that was totally innocent. But when you consider what Jeffrey Epstein did for people, you can't help but think that he was involved in this. But we don't know if he was involved. And I'm not saying he was involved. I'm just talking about these emails that are coming out. And it's no wonder that some people want to keep this a secret. Let's go to Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel, I want to thank you for hanging on, and welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good.
Thanks for being... let me do all this real quick, because I know we got other people. Listen, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. You know, this is why Martin Luther King, Jesus himself, this is why he, you know... Truth is more important than life. For with truth, we understand what we need to do to get past our mistakes. That's why in Christ's eyes, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and love thy neighbors, you love thyself. And if you don't believe, common sense tells you to still love thy neighbor because you don't want to be treated wrong. You might not like what a person, I had friends that were gay, and I wasn't into it myself, but they were good people. You know, nothing changes their heart. They lived their lifestyle. That's why that's called a lifestyle. That's not what you call, you grow up. This is your lifestyle. If you get into drugs, that's your lifestyle. If you want to stay in the drug situation, even though you might be falling apart, that's your lifestyle. You have to make the choices of what you do. My job as your neighbor is to... When Katrina comes, is to grab you out of that water and save your life. I don't care if you're a KKK, and I'm a black man. It doesn't matter. My job is to save you as a person. That's what that's about. As far as the Epstein is concerned, you know, the idea of them holding it so long, there's so many things, especially with technology today, to change things. And I know my family's Republican and Democrat. I know on both sides, you know, people might have been involved with this man. This man had money. This man was connected. This man had, he was a salesman. You know, I know because our president that we have now, in my past, I've dealt with him myself. And he knows the truth. He knows what's up. You know,
How have you... How have you dealt with President Trump or Donald Trump at the time, perhaps?
See, I used to be security. I can't say where.
Okay, I understand.
I don't want to get into it. I got hard for him, but sometimes his mindset gets caught up and he thinks he gets so hardcore like his father was. You know, I know you like nice things, but you still got to look after the poor. It's not always about you.
All right, so are you telling me that you were security for Donald Trump?
Yeah, back in the day.
Okay. Was he president or was it before he was president?
No, this is way before he was president. This is back in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have any personal?
His mindset was the playboy. You know, his brother. Oh God, I wish you'd have been able to meet his brother. You know, everybody talk about, oh, his brother was an alcoholic. He was this and that. But y'all need to listen to his niece and nephew. You need to understand. He can be a great president if he get rid of some of them ways. You know, what you said was the right thing, and more people need to listen to you. Truth will set you free. You made a mistake. People love you. Be honest with them. You know, if you did these things, tell the truth. You know, you got to suffer the consequences. That's the way it works. But if you believe what he up there praying with the young girl that's his news spokesperson, you know, and you up here praying, it kind of makes you look fake, you know, because God say we go in a corner and we pray. And we pray to bring communication to one another. We don't have to show people, look, I pray. Look, I believe in God. And that's how the church got caught up with him.
All right, Brother Daniel, I got to get to a break here. If you want to hold on, that's cool. We'll see if we can even come back to you. Wow, the guy was security for Donald Trump when he was a playboy. Look, and there's nothing illegal about being a playboy. A lot of people have been that. On this day in 1966, teenagers in Los Angeles on Sunset Strip were protesting the recent curfew. They were beaten by police. It inspired Stephen Stills to write this song. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, I can imagine that Draymond Green podcast. I bet he bitches and complains about everything. Because he certainly does on the court. Yeah, Pelicans and the Trailblazers tonight in the Smoothie King Center. I'm going to try to go if I get a chance. But I'm disappointed that the Pelicans are not addressing what I think is one of the issues. I mean, I'm not mad because they're not addressing it, because I think they should address it. I'm not alone. A lot of people think they should address the issue of the coach. There's a lot of talent on that team, and it's just not happening. I know there are injuries, but more should be happening. Hey, we're going to continue this conversation and get involved in more. Stay with us on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.